WMFO Medford.
WMFO in Medford.
91.5 FM WMFO.
On 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Keep bashing. sweet. Swam back to the concrete floor. The pavement never felt so warm. One look and you already know she's gonna cut you, gonna cut you, gonna cut you, cut you real deep. Drive you home at the end of the night. Dead last was a drama queen, but I found myself in the front seat of her car. She's bad blood royalty, but that's fine. Yeah, that's alright with me.
Hello, welcome back to Miami Blizzard. What'd you say?
What is up, Mike? Oh, can they hear me?
Yeah, they can hear you.
Oh, beautiful. Because I can barely hear myself.
Well, let me help you. Sorry for the late start. I would like to blame Boston for that, for being a terrible, terrible place to commute in, to drive in, and honestly...
This episode brought to you by MassDOT, which is the Massachusetts Department of Transportation.
Yeah, thank you, MassDOT. If you want to widen your highways and remove your bad drivers, that
actually,
would be excellent.
Widening highways only increases traffic.
I don't care, because it also would increase... It's diminishing returns, though. It does help to some point. It helps to some extent.
It's a short-term solution for a long-term problem.
Well, if they want to fix it long-term, they can put a T that goes directly from Tufts Station right here, WMFO 91.5, Medford, all the way to Concord, Massachusetts, and then we will
be fine. Well, there's also the commuter rail, which I think, like, once the green line's there, you could do the green line to the commuter rail and the commuter rail there, right. Which is a lot, understandably.
So in 3 years, when it's halfway done, I can check back in.
Hey, you have to stay here an extra year anyway, so...
Yeah, well, I'm not going to do this job, probably. Who knows? So, the song you just heard was Crash My Car. So, some housekeeping
relevant.
Thing. Yeah, literally relevant.
Well, you didn't crash your car. You're just bad at driving it.
So, some housekeeping things moving forward are... We promise there will be promo material for Miami Blizzard coming right up soon.
Well, following our hiatus, because I think we're going to have to go on one.
There is going
to
be a hiatus until Chris, unless Chris can figure out how to get into the station.
I don't know how I could.
I have some theories, which we'll talk through, but I don't want to share on air because they are trade secrets.
Oh, fair enough.
But
super valid.
Yeah, super valid, bro.
Dude, you're so valid.
So, yeah. So, the song you heard, Crash My Car by Coin, it's one of their new songs. Chris and I actually just saw them live.
We did. Yeah, no, is this brand new? Because I feel like I've heard this several times already.
I've played it a bunch, but...
Yeah,
no,
I feel like it might be on one of my Spotify playlists.
Really? Okay, it's pretty new. I would say probably within the last month it came out. Oh, hello. That's a song we're going to play later. So, additionally, as a response to the fact that traffic was garbage today, worse than normal, as it always is. I was unable to get my laptop, so the music's going to be a little out of control. It's going to be a fun time. Things are going to play that we don't want to play. It's going to be good.
Hey, it's all good. It's all good.
We're all right, so we're going to play another song, and then we'll come back to you.
We have some chaotic Mobavu energy today, but it's all good.
It's all good.
Ben is frazzled.
Rolling in the grass, you know I got my glasses on. I feel close to God the way he playing that guitar. I feel a million miles away. I never wanna leave this place. Yeah, it's turning up, you know the music's getting loud. But somehow I see you, yeah, I see you in a crowd. I can't take my eyes off you. Yeah, I know you see me too.
So that was back. The song called I Met This Dude at Coachella, which showed up on my Spotify recommended. Not sure why. I don't listen to music like that. But I thought you all should be forced to listen to music like that. So yeah, enjoy.
It was...
So Chris, you wanted to talk about something.
Yeah, I mean... yeah, now just like it's just like Hawaii, you know? Like, just kind of like blah. So I don't know. I just... my sister has an Instagram. What the youth these days call a fake Instagram, which is where they
upload
content that they wouldn't want to ruin the visual aesthetics and the tonal and the just the general content.
Their chances of getting into college, right? I understand it has less than...
For the most
I've heard
part,
it has PG-13
yes.
content.
Yes, borderline rated R content.
Oh, my God.
So these fake Instagrams are abbreviated to be called Finstas for
Finstas,
those of you
right?
who are
I've only seen it written
who are not the youth these days. But
I'm
anyways,
looking this up.
My sister's Finsta, my Sifinsta, if you will.
I won't. I won't.
She's just like posting these pictures from when we went to Hawaii in December, and I just like, what a great place! What a beautiful place. Mountains, beaches, the ocean, has everything I could ever want. Amazing food, pork, seafood, rice, the big three.
the three major
pudding,
food groups.
Banana pudding. But there's one thing about Hawaii that I was not a fan of.
Oh.
And I have the right to say this because I also come from a touristy place, the great 305, Miami, Florida. Shout out to my peeps. Dale.
Stop that. Stop all of that.
But people, the locals, and I'm doing, quotation marks right now.
There's some big air quotes. I felt a breeze.
Yeah, there was a strong gust from my air quotes. These people who have been there for one generation are, who just, every single day when we were in one of the islands in Hawaii, in particular, Kauai, we got yelled at. Sometimes, sometimes we deserved it.
What'd you do wrong?
Sometimes we did not.
Who was we? Your family?
My family and my family friends.
You guys got yelled at?
It was a group of like 8 to 13 of us, because a group of 5 joined us for a bit too. But anyways, like there was one...
What'd you get yelled at for? What were you doing?
So, let's see. So I was on a beach and I was tired and I had a surfboard with me because I'm cool like that.
Wow, so
heads
hip.
Up, I actually suck at surfboarding.
I'm actually, I can stand up on the board.
I can stand up on the board
I
too.
I can kind of turn, not well.
The problem honestly was the board. It was a piece, it was like no one could get it up. But mm-hmm. like when we had our surf lesson, we were shredding it. We were, I was crushing it. Everyone else like was like fine.
Mm-hmm.
But
sure.
We'll do a surf contest one day when we go to a place where we can surf.
Oh, Miami.
And we'll see who's... my surfing in Miami isn't really that good. Further north, maybe. But anyways,
anyway...
Your boy is Mr. Tangent. It's like Mr. Tangent over here. Anyways. So I'm just sleeping on the beach, and there's a surfboard next to me. And I was with my friend, and he was taking a nap next to me, too. And I wake up, and he's gone. And there's a stranger...
It was quicksand.
...staring over me. Uh-huh. And I realized I was shook, because I had just taken a nap... And I was like, it was one of those naps I was in the early stages, but it was so deep that like when I woke up, I didn't know what year it was. I didn't know where, when, why.
What year
how.
Is it? Like, yeah. No, I got it.
I was absurdly disoriented. And I woke up with this Hawaiian middle schooler staring over, maybe like a ninth grader, staring over me. And I woke up, I realized after that, because I was so disoriented, because he'd been like, hey. Hey. And I'm like,
why? What do you want?
He was like, can I use your surfboard? And I did not know what day it was at this point still. This was like 5 seconds after being awake.
Did he get the surfboard?
I'll get to that. I wake up and I'm just like, oh, what? And he was like, yeah, dude, you're not using your surfboard. Can I borrow it? And I keep in mind, we were staying at an Airbnb. These were the ones that were in the garage. You know, we don't want to like, it's not mine to give away to begin with. I shouldn't be entrusted with it in the first place because I'm a very silly person.
You didn't deserve it.
I wasn't worthy of Mjolnir. Thor's hammer, for those of you who don't. Anyways. Oh, my God. I'm, like, really...
You gotta get to the story.
For reference, I was just at the gym, and when I work out, I get silly.
You get athlete brain TM.
Athlete brain TM is one way to put it. And, okay, I'll cut to the chase. So I was like... Hey, yeah, man, like, I'm sorry, like, these aren't really mine to give away, like, I'm borrowing it from someone else already, and I'm sorry, but I'm sure there's someone else who would love to give you a surfboard. I didn't know, also, like, I don't know, maybe it's because I grew up in a capitalist society, I don't give away my surfboards willy-nilly, but, like, I don't know, maybe he was gonna rob me, who knows, but I thought it was, like, a custom in Kauai that you just, like, share boards, you know, they're very, like, island, like, go with the flow and stuff.
Sure.
So that's, like, the reason I was, like, very polite about it, because I was, like, maybe this is, like, a common thing here. If it was in Miami, I would have said no, like, with a resounding no, or anywhere else, for that matter.
Okay.
But this kid looks at me, he's like, right. So what you're saying is, you don't think I know how to surf, and I'm like... What?
That's not at all.
Keep
what
in mind,
you said.
10 seconds earlier, I was asleep, like deep sleep, and I like
REM,
I was just extra disoriented in a very already disorienting situation. He's like, no, it's fine, it's fine. And he's like, so you don't think I know how to surf? And I'm like, no, that's not what I'm saying at all, man. Like what? And then he just stormed off. And then, like, 5 minutes later, my friend comes back. I'm like, where were you? What was... Did you see that? And he's like, no, what happened? I was like, I don't even know, man. And then he was like, Kauai, man, they don't like us. Oh, another one. 8 p.m. on New Year's Eve. We're playing games outside. And we're playing music. and it's dark already, and this old Russian lady comes in from the darkness of the golf course, and she said, children are, she's like Russian, she's like, children are trying to sleep. When my sister saw her, she legit screamed the loudest I've ever heard anyone scream. Because imagine just an old Russian lady just coming out of the darkness of a golf course at night.
Oh my God.
And so it was just like terrifying. And so we had to like, she like yelled at us for like playing music at 8 p.m. on New Year's Eve, the one night of the year that you were supposed to stay up until midnight. There are people trying to sleep. Like, oh my God, bro, like chill. Like any other night, maybe.
Oh my God, bro, to a like random Russian lady. I love that.
And then there's another thing. Like, my dad drove into a Burger King drive-thru the wrong way. So that was just... like
that's on him.
We deserve... He deserved to get yelled at, but I wasn't at blame, so I'm fine. But I could go on. I have so many stories about my Hawaii trip. It's just like, people do not like my family in Hawaii. I don't know why, because I like them, but they don't like me. It's weird, but it's... Yeah, anyways, here's a new song called, what's the name of the song?
It's the one you picked.
I know, it's...
You'll hear it after.
Rebota by Guayna. So, this one's for you, Juan, my friend from Puerto Rico.
Como lo mueve esa muchachota, metiéndole al dembow que se bota. Y yo poteo aquí con esta nota, la miro y rebotan, 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 rebotan. Como lo mueve esa muchachita, le mete el dembow y no se quita. Yo tengo el ritmo que la debilita. Ella tiene nalga y tetita, nalga y tetita. Tú ya tienes 18, entonces estás en ley. Quiero acampar en tus montañas de calle y que libraste a los 16. Wow. Ok, andamos en el dembow con el fucking Charlie Way. Ey, es que tú eres una maldita desgracia. Como dice Celia Cruz con la bamba colorada. Me tiene sudando frío, no quiero mirar más nada. Y se le marca el camelto a la condena. Dije el diablo, Dios te reprenda. Te voy a decir algo y yo quiero que me lo entienda. Yo te voy a hablar caro, mami, no es pa' que te ofenda. Pero por ti que me jodan, eso es mi hacienda. Y es que, no sé, chica, yo acá pensando. ¿Por qué no mejor ya de vez en cuando?
Claro.
Empezamos tú y yo a estar procreando. Porque aquí me tienes mirando, mirando y mirando. Cómo lo mueve esa muchachota, metiéndole el dembow a que se bota. Y yo poteo aquí con esta nota. La miro y rebotan, 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 rebotan. Cómo lo mueve esa muchachita, le mete el dembow y no se quita. Yo tengo el ritmo que la debilita. Ella tiene nalga y tetita, nalga y tetita. Tú jugabas voleibol, tú eras atleta. Porque tienes la gondola de mulo y la de chuleta. De la cintura al tobillo y ya me tienes el martillo. Saliendo a saber qué es lo que pasa por el calzoncillo. Bájale, mami, como 7500. Me tienes en estado de aborrecimiento. Si tú me das un break, yo te voy a hacer un cuento. ¿Quieres conocer la Yunita? Yo te la presento. Más rayos aparta que presión. Como se le marca el pantalón. De la camisa le explota el botón. Y por ti yo voy con los suegros, guabate a comer lechón. Dije el diablo, Dios te reprenda. Te voy a decir algo y yo quiero que me lo entienda. Yo te voy a hablar caro, mami, no es pa' que te ofenda. Pero por ti que me jodan, eso me hacienda.
Me entienda.
Cómo lo mueve esa muchachota, metiéndole el dembow a que se bota. Y yo poteo aquí con esta nota. La miro y rebotan, 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 rebotan. Como lo mueve esa muchachita.
¿Qué?
Le mete el dembow y no se quita.
El diablo.
Yo tengo el ritmo que la debilita. Ella tiene nalga y tetita, nalga y tetita. Como lo mueve esa muchachota. Metiéndole el dembow a que se bota. Y yo poteo aquí con esta nota. La miro y rebotan, 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 rebotan. Como lo mueve esa muchachita. Le mete el dembow y no se quita. Yo tengo el ritmo que la debilita. Ella tiene nalga y tetita. Nalga y tetita.
Chichi. Te quedó fino, Kino.
Dante la movie. Charlie Way.
Es buena, 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 bichi.
Es guayna.
El eslogan que no puede fallar. Para que vayan para la discoteca a menear el menor.
El chori, chori, chori. El chori, chori, chori.
Mamarre, 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 mamarre.
All right.
All right, we're back.
We are back. And it is that time. It is time for
us.
Is
it ad reading time? Oh, this is for those of you not familiar with the Mabavu continuity.
Would you explain it a little? Would you give
one of our recurring bits that we hope to make like a common thing. We try, like, you can't push a bit too hard, you know. It just kind of has to come naturally, you know. But anyways, I have to read a PSA for like the federal government.
We need you all to learn stuff.
I'm gonna do it. No, we don't. But like whatever.
It's an educational show.
And yeah, so I'm just gonna read something in a different accent. Oh, yeah. I like the ukulele. The ukulele is the best one.
Okay.
What accent are we feeling today? That's good music.
This is it. This is
what kind of music are you, or what kind of accent are you feeling?
What do you got? What do you got in the Mbavu storage trunk?
We have the Irish one. That was a big hit two weeks ago.
That one was a hoot,
The fake Spanglish is a classic. Scottish is one I think I can do.
Let's hear it.
All right, yeah, give it a Scottish.
Hold on, should I get you in the mindset? Hold on.
Oh, bag. Let's get some bagpipes in the background.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Hold on, we have to sit through an ad because YouTube is the worst. Have you guys noticed that YouTube... I want you to call in if you've noticed this. Have you noticed that YouTube has two ads sometimes now?
Oh, yeah, they're the worst. I don't even know why they need it. They're owned by Google, which is the most profitable, like...
Anything ever.
I'm sorry, AI, please don't hurt me, but, like...
We love you. We deeply respect you, fellow...
I respect my future AI overlords.
No, seriously.
But, like, Google sucks. There I said it.
There we said it.
Okay, that's a bit high. That's a bit high. Let's lower that a little bit. For everyone's sake and sanity.
You gotta talk over it.
Hey, wake up. You can't bring your way into college. There are actual steps you need to take.
You chose the longest PSA. Why would you choose such a long PSA? They have to listen to so much bagpipe.
It's literally 15 seconds. There are actual steps you need to take. Steps that go beyond just getting good grades. So if you're serious about college, visit knowhowtogo.org today. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lamina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
There you go, fellas.
I would say I learned some things, but I think I could learn more.
You learned a...
Would you show me another thing? I have more to learn. This brain has unused neurons, and if you don't use them, you'll lose them, so...
All right. Let's do a wee bit more.
What do you think of it?
It seemed fine.
Yeah.
Here, we're gonna try different bagpipes. This one has drums, too, so...
Ah, nice, nice. A nice change of pace. I love me some.
This might be the same.
This is like the Irish funeral music. I don't know. I feel like... Have you seen The Departed?
No.
Great movie about Boston crime. Wait, we gotta watch that one night. Is this like a trap remix? Because I would love a bagpipe trap remix. You put that on right now as my background music.
Okay.
Damn, I might start just dancing in the station here.
Okay, wait. Here it is.
All right. Oh, okay.
Hold on. I like
it. Is that right? When the beat drops, I'll start. The beat drops.
Okay.
I need these bagpipes back in here. Okay. That was good.
I think this might be a bad remix.
No, this is kind of funny.
Under new federal law, tobacco manufacturers can no longer make cigarettes labeled or advertised as light, low, or mild. Many smokers mistakenly believe that these products cause fewer health problems than other cigarettes. But that's a myth. No matter where they look, smell, or taste, all cigarettes are harmful to your health. There's no such thing as a safe cigarette. Quit today. For more help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or visit www.smokefree.gov.
That's enough Scottish accent for one lifetime.
I would say that actually was a good remix. And actually, good thing we talked about remixes, because I actually have a really good song to show you. It's made by one of my friends, and a different person that I'm also friends with. So
it's made so by it's, my friend and another person who I'm also.
It is made by two of my friends. So here it is. Okay.
What is wait? What can we expect?
So it's a remix that he made to the song Sunflower by Post Malone Swally.
Swally.
Okay, I'm not hip. I'm not cool. Dude, I never claimed it.
This is important. One of my coworkers today, we were eating lunch. Dave's Fresh Pasta, amazing place. I know if you guys are nearby, like, get some Dave's. Like, this is, they're not sponsoring.
We're trying to get sponsored, though.
I would love to have a sponsor to pay me to talk about Dave. Like, Dave's, like, literally, like, pay me, and I will sell my soul. I will,
if
like,
you need a website, try Squarespace.
SeatGeek.
And follow us on Patreon. SeatGeek's
classic podcast advertisement. But anyways, Dave's delicious. But anyways, I was talking with one of my coworkers over Dave's today, and she was like, oh yeah, I had an acai bowl for lunch. I was like, excuse me? Acai bowl?
You can't expect anyone to pronounce that thing correctly. And it's pretentious of you that you acted
acai?
Like...
Acai?
It looks like a C.
It's a C with a squiggly thing. It's not an umlaut.
It's like it's adding like 30 extra sounds to the bottom because it's a little squiggly. It doesn't deserve
acai,
that.
Acai. Oh my God.
Right, I'm going to keep talking. I'm going to mute you.
You don't even joke.
I didn't actually. So anyway, okay. So my friend made this remix to the song Sunflower, and I asked him to tell me a little bit about it. He said the idea came to him when one of his friends sent him the vocal track to Sunflower. They're both producers and had never collaborated before, so it was a really interesting process combining both of their styles. They hoped to put an electric spin on an already fantastic track. So,
Did they write you a script or something?
Well, I asked them to tell me a little bit about it, so we're gonna.
Oh, that's so cute. But yeah, no, I'm hyped. Sunflower, phenomenal song, one of the best of last year.
So here it is. So one more time, that was Sunflower. That was a remix, and that was by Box Out and New Som. So that was their remix. Two people that I went to high school with. I think they did a pretty good job. Definitely at least interesting. Cool that people our age are out there producing stuff. I agree.
The youth have a big role to promote.
They're the next ones, you know?
Yeah.
Once we die, it's them. So.
Yes. Being 84 years old is not easy. My hip. Now,
I'm 20, almost 21, and seeing as I'm halfway through my life, it's really good to see that there are new people out there making stuff, you know?
Stop. What's your favorite kind of dessert?
That's a good question. I think the classic answer would be ice cream. However,
ice cream is just such a populist answer, but recently I've just been really missing like niche desserts. Key lime pie,
ew,
apple pie, banana
apple
pudding.
Apple pie sometimes slaps.
Banana pudding with like Nilla wafers in it.
No thing. It tastes I associate
guava
it with
cheesecake. My mom
never
makes,
had that.
Yeah.
I was in your house for a full week and your mom never
well,
made
my
that.
Mom was also like out of town for like 5 of the 7 days.
It's easy
there.
To make it and then drop it off in the fridge or freezer. That was rude. Vivi, I'm mad.
Ben doesn't like my mom.
I literally
he's so mean about her.
What?
Remember the other day that thing you said?
No.
It was mean.
I don't... Oh, I call it, yeah. But that wasn't about his mom. That was about the idea of his mom.
Which are literally different things. I hate you. Wait, tell me, what's your favorite kind of dessert?
I think pumpkin pie would be the best dessert.
I don't like pumpkin pie.
And two to eat, and three to eat later. It's the triple threat.
Triple threat?
Yeah.
I love me some, like, coffee cake, like some cinnamon crumb cake.
Coffee cake is good, but if it's not moist, it's not worth having.
I'll eat it dry because I'm just like that. But yes, it needs to be moist. It has to have like the cinnamon in it.
Brown sugar. On the outside. Yeah, it needs to be.
It has to have that crunch.
Mm, yeah.
Some lemon cake. Lemon cake is good.
Yeah, call in. Let us know what your favorite dessert is.
Please call in.
Literally reach out. Touch us through the
void. We're begging you to talk to us.
Go to WMFO.org and you can see the
phone
number.
There's only so many people I can
in.
Pathetically text.
Or you can try 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-9636. Reach out. Let us know what's up.
I want to get like some good dessert tonight. I want to go to the Cheesecake Factory.
You said good dessert, and then you said Cheesecake Factory, and I don't think you understand what a good dessert is. Cheesecake Factory, not good.
Do you not like it? They just have big cheesecakes. You know, it's not like the best ones I've ever had, but they're like decent and they're big, you know?
I'd rather have quality over quantity.
That's fair.
That is one of the few things in my entire life that I'd rather have quality over quantity of.
Well, the other thing is like a lot of dessert places. Do you have Seasons 52?
No, I don't know what that is.
So that was a place in Miami and their desserts are literally just like desserts. They're just like little parfaits. They just bring like...
Yuck. I don't want that. Cool.
No, but it's like... That is like... They're like good, but they're far too small.
Well, what I'm saying is like... Okay, when it comes to sushi, I'd rather have gas station sushi, but in large quantities than amazing sushi.
Don't.
I would never do that.
But no.
I'd go to a grocery store.
Grocery store sushi's fine.
It is in the renaissance, but it used to be bad.
I would say it is in a renaissance. I would agree with
when
that.
When I used to do it, when I was like little, when I was like 12
Tufts
years old.
University sushi,
younger,
not good.
Not good. But I'd rather have that than no sushi. Almost always. Unless it's a California roll or like fake crab, that rule is true. But if it's shrimp, if it's just that stupid little cut up shrimp on a piece of rice or better, I'd rather have that.
Yeah. I will never have gas station sushi.
I think I would for $5. If someone bought it for me, I would do it, actually.
Even then, I don't know that I would do that.
Well, you know the gas... Like,
I treat my stomach well,
okay, listen,
unlike you.
That's not true, first of all.
Yes,
second of all, it's not the guy behind the counter in like his stupid like trucker's hat and like tank top that's like stained. Like,
I just, when
not,
I think of gas station sushi, I just think of like...
making it.
I just
know
of,
that, right?
When I went to Las Vegas, I was on a road trip in fourth grade. There's always a story for everything. And I just went... We stopped at this gas station in the middle of the desert, and there was like a van with like maybe 13 Indian women wearing saris, and they had like the dots on their forehead, and they just had like the big guns. It was like something that I'd see in a dream. Like, I was in the middle of Nevada. We saw like one of those sand tornadoes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And there was just a gas station. I remember the bathroom was really clean, surprisingly.
It's because no one's using it.
When I think of gas station sushi, I just feel like that's a place I would find gas station sushi that I would not eat. Also, in addition to any other gas station in the universe.
Gas station sushi is fine because it's made by someone else and then they bring it in. Okay, yeah, what's your story?
Oh, just like the best gas station in the world in Miami. Please. It's like a fancy place, but it's really good.
How would it be fancy?
It's literally a Spanish wine bar. in a Chevron.
That?
And it is actually, like, delicious.
That should be illegal to be serving alcohol at a place that you only can get to with your car.
Actually, Miami has, like, a lot of really good, like, gas station places. Downstairs, I never took you there. Vicky Bakery. Oh, well, I took you to Vicky Bakery.
Yes.
Now I'm hungry. Not a gas station. Can we stop talking about food?
Okay.
Do you have a talking point or a song?
Here we go.
Dope.
Solo solito en la habitación, busca que busca de mi calor. Wow, no, no. Quiere remedio pa' tu dolor, nadie te lo hace mejor que yo. Fuego a mi sazón, son, 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 son. Choca el peso con mi bom, 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 bom. Espero tu gol, vende, dame el gol. Si tú me llamas, nos vamos pa' tu casa. Nos quedamos en la cama, sin pijama, sin pijama. Si tú me llamas, nos vamos pa' tu casa. Fumamos marihuana, sin pijama, sin pijama.
Baby, hoy no vamos a dormir.
So that was actually made by my friend Becky G. It's called Sin Pyjama.
You know,
and
you know Becky G?
Yeah, I know
she's
Becky
She's one of my friends, too. No way.
Oh, no way.
What are the odds?
That's so wild.
Everyone at Tufts, there's only 1 degree of separation, you know?
That's true. I told my friend to listen to my show, and he said, "You're alive!" Exclamation point. Which means I've not been keeping in good enough contact.
It happens. I need to talk to some of my friends. You remember my friend Franklin, right?
Oh, I know Franklin.
He's a friend of mine that goes to Harvard, and the summer he's interning in New York City.
The dumbest person. He's dummy stupid.
So he's dumb stupid dog. But anyways, he's doing like Harvard's version of like a wilderness pre-orientation program, and their training trip was like 9 days in May, and he just didn't tell anyone he was going.
Off
and
the grid.
We were like calling him every time me and my friends would hang out. It would become like a running joke that we would just call him and he just wouldn't answer. We'd text him nothing, and we were just like, well, I don't know what happened to him, but it was nice knowing him. I saw his brother at my sister's high school graduation. I was like, do you know if like what's going on with your brother? And he was like, actually, I have no idea. I thought he was already starting his internship in New York. It was just frustrating.
No one knows.
It was frustrating. In fact, I'm going to call him tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Franklin, if you're listening, call in and apologize for your sins.
Yeah, that's 855-915-WMFO.
He's not listening, but one day I'll get him to listen.
No, I want other people to call in. I want to hear about what dessert I need to eat tonight.
Max Rattel is listening.
Hello.
Can you hear us? Oh,
hello.
My.
Call in. Call in. We'll put you on air.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Well, Chris is texting. I'm just going
to
play.
I'm trying to put us in communication.
No. All right. He'll call in.
What was the other thing I was going to talk? Oh, Wendigos. My favorite cryptid.
Okay. Yeah.
I have a lot to talk about today. You know, this is because we didn't have the show last week because Ben scheduled a doctor's appointment at the same time.
It happens. All right, tell us about Wendigo.
So Wendigos are like this thing in Native American, like Northeastern, like Great Plains, like Native American mythology that are these like kind of like a vampire yeti, like a vampire Bigfoot. They're basically
what does that even
like,
mean?
They're like a representation of human greed. Like if someone is too greedy, they'll be turned into a Wendigo, which is like, it's just like a cannibal.
Is this a bad thing?
They eat humans and they never stop being hungry and they look like very emaciated. I don't know if you've seen Pan's Labyrinth, but it's like the creature that has the eyes in its hands. It looks like that.
I'm looking up what a Wendigo
and
is.
And it has moose antlers. And it's just like, I don't know. So I just like, I find it very interesting. I've been thinking.
Oh, she's spooky.
Yeah, I just feel like there could be.
We don't like her.
I was like low key storyboarding a movie idea about a horror movie starring a Wendigo.
Maybe you could write today. It sometime. Okay,
instead
so here's
working.
What it looks like. Here's what it looks like. I'm going to describe it because this is. What we don't understand, Chris, we make this mistake frequently, is that this is an auditory platform and we often talk visuals.
So you
explained it, but I want to explain it better. So.
Hey.
So, okay, just to give you a perspective of what most of the drawings look like. If you've seen Bird Box, it looks like what that crazy guy drew, like, halfway through the movie.
No one remembers Bird Box.
Everyone remembers Bird Box. Everyone watched Avatar. No one remembers Bird Box.
Exactly.
Everyone watched Bird Box.
Two.
Everyone remembers Bird Box.
Bird Box 2. I don't want a Bird Box 2, by the way.
I'd love a Bird Box 2. I was like, oh, is there a second one? Hold on. So it's like that kind of aesthetic. Imagine like a large black hefty bag, you know, like a garbage bag with like
it's supposed
with
to be
like
very like
pine
skinny.
Trees stick no a narrow like a tube like a tubular
yeah.
one
yeah, yeah,
with
yeah.
like antlers and like pine needles and thorns sticking out of it, and imagine all of that's covered in like a thinly woven like fabric made out of twine.
That's actually a horrible way to describe it.
All of that
it's just
eating
like
your soul.
It's a skinny, tall man that's kind of looks just like a demon with like red eyes, long claws, and is just horribly skinny and has moose antlers. And just like it, like it's a demon that just preys on people and eats them and is never satisfied.
I'm looking
and it's
at
a representation
of
human greed.
No, you've explained all this. I'm looking at pictures of it, and the thing that you explained made me less understanding of what the thing is I'm looking at. Because my description...
Well, there's like different...
My description was way better.
You were describing a human looking like a tree, and I just simply...
No.
With Klein? What is Klein? I don't know what Klein is.
Twine?
T-W-I-N-E. Klein.
Well, that's, like, that's on
Calvin
you.
Calvin Klein.
Like Calvin Twine.
Twine? Wait, what's twine? I literally don't know what
it's
twine
like,
is.
It's like a...
It's a fabric.
It's like made out of... It's
a
like,
fabric.
Yeah, it's... No, it's... Well, it's like a twine.
I still want dessert.
It's like a rope. Yeah, call in. Let us know.
Wait. Max wants to call in.
Well, he can call in
can
and
we,
then...
Okay, let's do it right now.
Call him.
What's the number?
855-915-WMFO. He just needs to go to wmfo.org/listen now.
Oh, no, he's listening.
It's on the website. Here, we're going to play a song, he'll call in after it, and he'll say bye with us.
All right, bye, or soon.
Use a dollar, diva. Use a dollar, diva. Use a dollar, diva. Oh. downtown and see what I can get in. Up in hustler's paradise where the women are thin, with the decoupling, plants in the collagen. Screaming, why can't you love me for free? Cause when I'm drunk, you're gonna take all of my rent money and give it to the man upstairs, even though he don't care. He don't care.
Don't you come up on the party with your solo money to beat you up, don't. Cause your girlfriend lied and the girls you lied won't talk to you no more. You got your boots tied up and your cocaine train, you're pushing it out on the floor. I feel like it's time to go. Shotgun shells, we fight like tooth and nail. Make love so well, like cats in hell. I can't control it now. Someone please show me how. I know the reason why she's leaving me all to myself.
And are we back?
Hello, caller. You are on the air. Say hello.
Hello.
Yo, it's double duty over here. Oh, my God.
All right, introduce yourselves. Who is it?
Tell us your name, your hometown. And
the street you grew up on, so we can find you.
No.
That's fair.
Your name, your hometown, and your favorite dessert.
Oh.
All right. Well, I'm Costa Razis. I'm from Newton, Massachusetts. Good friend of Chris and Ben's. Favorite dessert, probably this Greek cookie that my grandma makes called Gourambiedis.
Oh, is it the cookie cake? That, like, that thing that they, like, you know what I'm talking about?
No, they're just like little cookies with, like, powdered sugar on them and, like, like made with, like, almonds and stuff. It's so good.
I think I'm looking at it. Oh, yeah, I'm looking at it. Chris, look at how good that is. Describe it to the listeners.
Wait, I can't see it.
You just quickly, like Google search that good on the Anna stuff.
I searched Greek cookie and it showed up.
Yeah. Can we have what's your grandma's name? Yaya?
Well, that just means grandma in Greek.
Oh, yeah. Can Yaya make me some?
Can grandma make me some?
Abuela.
I'm Max Patel. I'm from Greenwich, New York. I'm also great friends with Ben and Chris there. And my favorite dessert is probably banana cream pie.
Oh, can't go wrong with that. I was just ranting about banana pudding.
Yeah, if you didn't hear Chris ranting about banana pudding, you weren't even listening to the Mimbavu.
Wait, do they know Mimbavu?
Well, introduce. Hello.
So we call this show Miami Blizzard. Also, this is for all our other viewers in case you don't know what's going on. The show's Miami Blizzard. But then our first episode, we were ranting about how cinematic universes are just like a lot these days. And then we decided to make our own. So it's called the Miami Blizzard Audio Visual Universe. And so when we just like talking about stuff, we're just like, oh, the Mimbavu continuity, you know?
So now you two are part of that canon.
Yeah. We have our bits. I don't know if you guys heard me, like every week we the station or like the government or something makes us read a PSA. So my thing is I read PSAs in different accents. This week it was Scottish. Last week it was Irish. I did like a fake Spanglish one week. Like, it's good. It's fun.
You gotta give him Cubano.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna do... yeah, bro. You already know, bro. I'm gonna do Cubano next week. A little sorry.
I feel like that could get mildly offensive.
Well, I'm Cuban, so I feel like... Well, yeah, it's also wait, like FM. Cuban? So I'll play...
it's Cuban?
I've never mentioned it.
This is the first I've heard.
So tell me, what's going on with you guys? What have you been up to today?
just work, man.
Yeah.
It's nice to come home and listen to WMFO and just relax.
Yeah. That's right, listeners. You're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah.
All right. Let's hear some summer bucket list items before we sign out for the day. What are you two going to do? What's your, like, big thing that you want to do this summer that you have not yet done?
Well, like,
done?
You're going to the beach, and I keep flaking on them. So.
Well, I don't... No, I want more than just the
beach. Their main goal for the summer is to go to the beach with me. You're welcome.
Wow, you're so popular.
other than that, though, like, I haven't peaked any mountains yet, and I kind of have a problem with that, so I got to get going on that for now.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And the White Mountains, is that the destination?
The Lodge?
The Lodge?
No, yeah. I'm not sure yet. We'll see.
Yeah.
All right. Costa,
I'm trying to hit some canoeing or kayaking.
I'd be super down for that.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
You guys ever gone whitewater kayaking?
No.
That's intense.
Have you done it?
Yeah.
Were you with, like, a person?
I was with a group, yeah. If not, I would have died. Like,
yeah, you would have been... You would have gotten G'd.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of fun, though.
GG Chris.
You would have
gotten 4G'd LTE.
Ben, do you have a goal for the summer?
That's a good question. I feel like I do want to go boating more. I think I've done it only twice, which is a lot.
Only twice? That's, like, a pretty good amount.
But... I only caught, like, 3 fish, and I want to catch more fish.
Oh, okay. So you want to fish, or you want a boat, or you want to do both?
Those are the same thing.
You can go out... You've been out on my boat. Like, you don't have to fish.
It would have been better if we had fresh fish.
Yeah. I mean, we had fresh fish. We didn't have fresh fish for dinner.
See, that's
kind of a tongue twister, Loki.
There you go. Fresh fish for dinner.
Okay. Alas, I think we have to get going.
We have 50 seconds left. So, thank you, callers. We will
gladly
incorporate you into the Mubavu universe.
Appreciate that. It's an honor.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in.
All right, gang.
Peace. Right.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
All right. So, that was Costa and Max. Best? And we have 30 seconds left, so should we play at least part of another song?
Yeah. Yeah, let's put on anything.
All right.
Anything.
Thank you for listening. You will hear of us again in either 1 week or in 2 weeks.
Yeah. We'll see what happens.
What happens?
Yeah. All right. Peace.
All right, let's play one more song. I don't know what to play. Oh, yeah, I got it.
Hold up. Wait a minute now. Pull up. You did.